Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. While we still looking to connect with Drew Brees, Bob, news certainly from LSU. Just going to talk more about it in the 5 o'clock hour, but we got a little time here. Frank Wilson, and this is not a surprise. Okay, hold on. We got Drew Brees, so it's exclusive here. Our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Drew Brees. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Of course, guys. What's going on?
All right, Drew. Look, boy, we all love back-to-back division wins. Not only back-to-back wins, but division wins. And what did you take from the Saints' season sweep of Carolina? Because, look, all of a sudden they find themselves in first place after Atlanta took care of Tampa Bay on Thursday Night Football. But you got to be able to handle success and the pressure there. But, boy, it seems like the Saints got things going. But, like I said, back-to-back division wins.
Yeah, look, and against the team, you know, you look at the sweep of Carolina. You know, Carolina's playing for a lot right now, right? And so's Tampa, for that matter. And so when you sit there and knock off, you know, the two that, you know, one of them's going to win the division – I think it gets you excited about the future. You know, Tyler Shough just continues to impress. I think just with his leadership and finding ways to win games, you know, a lot of these games have been kind of close, you know, win them in the fourth quarter, win them on the last possession type of games. And, you know, you got some of your big playmakers making plays at the end. Olave had you know, kind of a huge, especially last drive. I think defense coming into their own. So, and it's fun. It's fun to watch the team, you know, come together and play this way and find ways to win.
Now, Drew, you know, no one wants to be patient. Like, okay, no, is he the quarterback or not the quarterback? The fans have asked me, and I think he's the quarterback. He looks the part. He's getting it done. But I said, let the season play itself out. And the question I have for you is that when did you know you were the man? You know, you might want to be the man in theory. I can tell you that, I mean, in 1987, won 9 games in a row, first time the Saints ever had like a winning season. And I said, man, I know I'm the quarterback. And Tyler Shough, you have that comment. When did you know? It had to be at some time when you're with the Chargers before you even came to the Saints that you know, hey, I'm the man no matter where I'm at.
Well, let me say this. You know, doing all the broadcasting stuff now has given me the opportunity to obviously watch a lot of football and also talk a lot of football with, you know, some of the most respected coaches and in the game. You know, when you do these broadcast or production interviews and that kind of thing, it's amazing to me in watching and talking to a lot of these guys how much there's this common sentiment that, man, there's a lot of arm talent in this league. There's not a lot of guys who know how to play quarterback yet.
Yeah.
And so just think about that for a second. Like, playing the quarterback position takes time, and it takes experience. And especially going from college to the NFL, the things that you could get away with in college, can't get away with in the NFL. The number of opportunities you get in college, you don't get that many opportunities in the game. Like, turn on any high-level NFL game, and it's one or two plays. It's one or two plays, and it's any given Sunday, right? No matter who you're playing, no matter what their record is, they can beat you on any given Sunday if you don't show up and play with a level of consistency, a level of execution. And I think for the quarterback position especially, man, there's just a way that you need to command the offense, command the huddle. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. You're never perfect. But it's understanding what wins and loses games, and it's understanding how to kind of operate the offense in a way that brings out the best in everybody and makes the plays when you need to make them. And look, I go back to – I mean, look, I wasn't a – what I felt like was becoming an established player in the league until my fourth season in the NFL. My first season, I backed up Doug Flutie. My second year, I competed against him in training camp. I became a starter. Man, I had flashes of greatness, but it wasn't consistent, you know. My third year, I got benched three times, right?
Okay.
Under Marty Schottenheimer. And it wasn't until my fourth year that all of a sudden it clicked. And look, you could say the adversity helped me kind of, you know, get a chip on my shoulder and identify the areas where I really needed to improve. And I just dedicated myself to working on those things and being a better player. And then all of a sudden it clicked. But even when I look at that year four, it was nothing like year six. You know, my first year was Sean Payton.
Right.
It was nothing like year nine, which is the year we won the Super Bowl. And that was nothing like my last 5 years in the NFL, where I felt like, you know, 99% of the time I knew exactly where I was going with the ball before the ball was snapped, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Like, man, it's an evolution. It's a process. I think the thing that's encouraging when I watch, you know, Tyler Shuck and our team now is, like, we're finding ways to win. And so it's hard to argue, like, man, a game's never going to be perfect. There's always ebb and flow. There's always, bad break here, whatever. But, man, when you had a chance to win in the end, did you make the play to win the game? And I see us doing that, which is encouraging.
You know, Drew, some folks compare the play of, because you always look at that quarterback-receiver combination, Devon Vele to that of yourself and Marcus Colston. Now, that would be phenomenal to have that kind of confidence. I had that with Eric Martin. Do you think Vele could be that guy for Shuck to rely on like Colston was for you? And what's your take on Vele? It's all about, to me, when you get opportunity, do you take advantage of that? Now, he's dealing with an injury right now, but it looks like he's that big target. Like, it seems like you always counted on Colston.
Yeah, I mean, like, seventh-round pick, right? So we start making the Colston comparisons, you know, a big target too, right? What is about 6'5", 215. The irony is, you know, Sean Payton, when he drafted him last year, he was telling me how much he loved him, you know? And I felt like he contributed really well last year. And all of a sudden, you know, Sean trades him to us.
Yeah.
and so you're wondering, what happened? I don't know, maybe he just kind of got lost in the shuffle. I mean, obviously they got some really good receivers there in Denver, but I mean, their losses aren't. I mean, we'll take him, and he certainly found kind of a rhythm with Shuck. And look, sometimes that's what it takes. Like I'm sure Shuck has been throwing to him on scout team here for the last whatever,
right?
You know, 6 months. So I think that part of it too. There's something to be said for that. You know, you start to develop a relationship and a rapport with a guy that starts maybe on scout team or just second team reps, and all of a sudden you start seeing that now where that's just been built up over time.
Now, Drew, looking at this, again, how you handle adversity, you know, that all comes into play. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. You look 6 weeks ago, we just got waxed by the Rams, and the first nine games, okay, we were 1-8. The Saints hadn't started that bad. You got to go back to 1980 when they were 1-15. So, obviously, you know, it's been a rough season, but you look where we're at now. Can big wins right now at the end of the year be a springboard to next season? And what does that say about Kellen's world leadership that guys are still going this hard? Well, there's no playoffs. We're out of the picture. But, obviously, the big guy in the sky don't lie because you're constantly being evaluated. You got to be a pro and be mature as a player. Because if not with the Saints, you want this to be a livelihood. But it seems like the team has really played hard for Kellen Moore, no matter what the situation. And again, how can these big wins at the end of the year be a springboard for next season?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard anybody say a bad thing about Kellen Moore. You know, every player that I've spoken to in that locker room appreciates his leadership, appreciates his communication style, and the way that he's helping to build the culture in the building. I say this: look, it's a new offense and it's a new defense with Brandon Staley. So, you know, there's time on task that's needed. You know, obviously there's 30% turnover every year. But especially with a new system and a new scheme, it just takes a little time to develop a comfort level. Obviously, you know, you're going to be like half the season with Spencer Rattler, half the season with Shuck. You know, so obviously the quarterback change, you know, kind of different styles there too, you know, and
right.
You're kind of now trying to build the offense around a new guy. So look, having said all those things, it just takes a little time. Nobody wants to start off 1-8. I think you look at many of those games and you say, hey, it was a one possession game. Unfortunately, we just couldn't find a way to win. Now all of a sudden we're finding a way to win those.
Yeah, the bottom line, you know, Drew, I'd always joke, man, I don't care if we win 3-2, because after a month, no one remembers the score. Did you win or lose the game? You know, that's just, it's amazing how that's so magnified. And Drew, I wanted to bring this up, you know, getting ready for the Jets game this week. You know what you and I have in common? I thought, also, look at this, me and Drew Brees. You know, we've only played the Jets 14 times, and we lead the series 8-6. And in New Orleans, we're 3-3. Well, I was looking at this. You know, we both threw for the exact same number of yardage. I did this I was 18 of 28, 281 yards in the Dome in 1989, October. And then you threw for 281 yards in December 17th, 2017 in the Dome. What do you remember about that game? Because, you know, you remember all the – what do you remember of that game right before Christmas, December 17th, 2017, when you beat the Jets in the Dome and you threw for 281?
Yeah, so they were playing pretty well at the time. Todd Bowles was the head coach, and so it's his scheme, which meant high-pressure scheme. Obviously, he was the D coordinator, now head coach in Tampa for a long time, so we've seen that scheme for a while. Josh McCown was the quarterback, which, man, I got a lot of respect for him. He was a winner. I think the thing I most remember about that game was DeMario Davis, because DeMario Davis was their inside backer, and obviously we signed DeMario
right.
The next year,
yeah.
Right? So I just remember, seeing this guy on film and then in person, and, man, they were doing so many creative things with him. He was a big part of their pressure. He's making every tackle in the run game. And I was like, who is this dude? and then somebody's like, yeah, he's going to be a free agent next year. I'm like, we need to sign this guy. And sure enough, we do. So that's probably the thing that I remember most, is that we're out there, you know, poaching their players.
Yeah, boy, you look at the legacy now, and, boy, he's a real saint. You look at DeMario Davis, him and Cam Jordan, the leadership they provide. Now, Drew, from a business standpoint in Metairie, I saw that there's a new multi-level go-kart track at Surge in Metairie. I was looking at it's going to be ready for folks. When is it going to be ready for folks to check out? I mean, I'm looking at multi-level tracks for juniors, kids 5+, and fun teens, adults 15+. And even super track for events. And you look at Surge, but it's all for families, bowling, arcade, laser tag, a restaurant. So tell me a little bit about that go-kart track when that's going to be available.
It's going to be ready this weekend. So starting Friday, open to the public, and then the holidays are going to be massive. It's a new 25,000 square feet, multi-level go-kart track. This will be like the greatest go-kart track experience you've ever had. And it's part of our bigger Surge Entertainment Center that also has bowling and laser tag and arcade, mini golf, sports simulators, full restaurant bar. So phenomenal family gathering place. And come watch football games as well. Celebrate birthday parties, corporate events. But yeah, we open up our go-kart track on Friday to the public. So can't wait for everybody to check it out. Come see us. 7,000 Veterans Memorial Boulevard.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. It gives me a new place to bring my grandkids.
Yes,
back,
for sure.
I know my oldest, that she will want to go there because she loves that sort of thing. Thanks so much for joining us on our exclusive quarterback to quarterback segment with you and A-Bear. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, Drew, before we let you run, come on, we got to beat the Jets. They're sorry. Do you know the Jets are minus 17 in the turnover margin right now, and they failed to intercept one pass? What? You would think by accident they'd at least have an interception.
Yeah, that's a tough stat. All I know is this, is Aaron Glenn is going to have those boys ready, and you know that.
Yep.
So we better get our mind right.
Okay.
Thank you, Drew. We appreciate it. That was an exclusive here on WWL, our quarterback-to-quarterback segment with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Drew Brees. We'll go to break and finish it up here in our number one of sports talk on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.